Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
All right, we're going to try to focus today. The people, that's the subject. Marvin's going to focus. Who thinks I can do it?
You know how, I don't even know how I know this because I don't have kids, but you know how if you have kids and you have to get them to school, you have to get them out the door to get them to school by a certain time, and they need to wear certain clothes, and they need to get their shoes tied, and they need to put their jackets on, but they're always like, don't want to wear what they want to wear, and they don't want to put on the shoes because you told them to put on the shoes, and they don't want to wear a jacket because they said that it's cold.
Are you describing Bianca?
That's kind of what it's like to keep you on topic.
Jason has
had
coffee.
Yeah, I've had a couple cups this morning. Actually, I'm on my second cup, so it ain't been that bad. I just got out the door earlier than normal.
So
I'm ready, Bianca. I'm focused.
All right. This topic is going to be the routine. We're talking about your routine with your dog, your plan for how you're going to get them exercise, sleep, mental stimulation, play, time with the owner that is the right kind of time with the owner, not the kind of time with the owner that causes you problems and causes you to have to pay for more training. Boundaries, rules, structure, what that looks like for your dog, because it's so different for every dog, right? And then we'll talk about the Marvin Math PDF that we're going to get up that you can fill it out and kind of quiz yourself on, not even quiz yourself, but do a mental health check-in on your relationship having balance with your dog.
So are we ready now for me to speak?
Yeah.
I feel that people normally get a puppy or a rescue dog without really thinking this through.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The people who are getting a dog are thinking about, I can't wait to take it to the coffee shop and get it pup cups and take it to the dog park.
Or take it hiking, you know, or camping or to the beach. And people, for me and my, well, it's just a fact. It ain't my opinion or thoughts. But if you do all of your training when you get a puppy, and Bianca's really going to touch on that, the puppy stuff here in the near future. And me, the majority of dogs I get already are there, you know, they're already needing some kind of structure in their life. And to get that structure, I think you need to kind of plan it out like your whole day. You get up 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And to me, if you get up at 5:30 or 6 to get ready to go to work, and then you go get a puppy, you need to think about getting up a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Or don't stop at the coffee shop, you know. Mm-hmm. And exercise your puppy and feed him. For me, when you get up, you should let your puppy out or your dog, whatever you have, go potty. Then bring him in, and depending on how much playing they did while they were out pottying, but bring him in, and you need to feed him and let them relax for 20-30 minutes, depending on what it is, and then take them back out and exercise them. Or for me, you know, if you need to exercise them on a treadmill, and then take them out for a nice little brisk walk, you know, even if it's a half a block or whatever in the morning whenever you're racing around getting to work. Depends upon what type of dog you have. And then for me, my dogs would probably be, depending on where I live and what my lifestyle's like. If I lived in a country setting and it was decent weather and I had an outdoor kennel for my dog, that's probably where they would be if they're capable of that without barking all day.
Safely.
Getting in trouble with the neighbors and chewing the fences. And,
yeah.
But if you can get your dogs where there's obedient enough to stay out there while you're at work. That's the idea, why, you know. And then for me, if you come home for lunch and walk your dog, you know, it's another, our puppy, you know, it's different for me with the puppy versus the dog. The puppy, you have to have a lot more potty breaks, maybe even feed them a little bit more often. Kind of depends on who you are and what kind of dog you have and what kind
of structure. Yeah, we're talking about dogs. Yeah. Like, what would you say, 6 months and up or a year and up?
Well, I mean, it kind of sometimes depends on the pup and what kind of lifestyle they have. But if you go from the older dogs, you know, year old and up, you know, puppy, I guess people call them, they can handle a lot more than that little one. So if you have a year old dog or whatever, I would really exercise it, like I said, at lunchtime if you can, if you come home, if you're having to keep it in your house, because if you keep it in your house loose, there's a good chance your furniture is going to get tore up, your extension cords get chewed into, all your, one of them got an officer while back and unplugged something, you know, so you always have that. But for me, once you get your dog back settled at lunchtime, if you come home for lunch, then it's the same routine when you get home from work. Only I think in the evening time, your dog needs a lot more playing and running and playing ball, frisbee, whatever you go do with them, or go running with them if you do. Or ideally, playing ball with them, frisbee is a super good exercise for your dog, but it doesn't make your dog a great dog. If you're going to have a great dog, you got to train, you got to place him, you got to make him heal. All the above, just keep training on your dog so you can get them to that point in life where you can not have to do it as much. You know?
Right, it just sort of becomes their routine and part of life.
Like Bianca was talking about, you know, write your list on, put it on the refrigerator, hold yourself accountable for what you've got to do each day and figure out, for me, I mean, it's always been a no-brainer. If you don't have time for a dog in your life, don't get a dog.
Yeah.
If you want a dog in your life, figure out how to make the adjustments.
If you're not going to make time.
Yeah.
Mariah and I were talking about that yesterday because I don't have a whole lot of time, but I make time.
Yeah, you've got to make it. And I told somebody here a while back, I don't know if they had a dog and they just couldn't figure out how to make it work. And that's where the Marvin math come up, you know.
Yeah.
What time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? How long are you gone to work? How long are you home in the evenings? And shit, I could dissect her whole day and give her plenty of time.
Sometimes the we're going to load a PDF and we'll put it on social media and hopefully get it on the website. But it's you fill it out and kind of do a check-in on your routine. And we end up talking to people that have, they don't mean to have excuses. But in their mind, they think they don't have time. But when Marvin interviews you about how many hours you're awake in a day and what you do with those 16 hours, a lot of people have 6 hours.
They do. I mean, yeah. People have time. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't have time because I go and go and go, you know. But I'm old enough now that I think I've kind of earned it if I want to go sit down on my couch at 5:30 or 6 in the evening and watch TV and hang out and get up and go to bed. I deserve that, you know, because my dogs are taken care of. I have puppies. Bianca and the staff in the kennel pretty much takes care of those, but Bianca does most of the training on the pups. But when you go get this puppy or dog, you are committed to it. And I don't accept excuses for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it, then you need to figure out how to make that work. And I see people make it work all the time, and I see people change their routines, you know, to make it work. And here a while back, we had somebody that they had their dog on a treadmill beside their treadmill, and they walked together. So the dog got, and I don't even know if the dog understands or not going nowhere, but the dog's going on a nice walk with mom or dad, you know. And so they're getting some good exercise, but you still need to take them out and make them heal, you know, work on your recall with them, sit, down, stay, place. I mean, you need to do all the above with your dogs. But for me, it's constantly, you can do that and have fun, or you can do it and hate it. If you do it and hate it, you might not need a dog again. You know, you should have fun training on your dog. And if you run into the hard spot with your training on your dog and even for the dog's exercise, and you need to, I don't know, watch some of our videos or contact us and be like, hey, how can I implement this training my dog to be having fun with it, you know. And we'll dang sure try to help you figure it out and make it more fun for you to train on your dog. And we have so many clients that have so much fun training on their dogs, you know, and playing with their dogs. And for them, it's the same thing. They're playing with their dogs, but they're training on their dogs, but they're having fun with it. And it's just, you know, it's hard to, it's like somebody who hates their job, you know. It's like, holy shit, I'd find me a new one, you know, if I hated my job. And I love what I do. I mean, I come to work on days I don't need to come to work. I train on dog in Walmart parking lot on vacation. But I think that if you just hate that, then like I said, you might not ought to have that dog. You should get a cat or a parrot or something, you know. And, but if you set your structure up, and you don't have to do this for life. That's the hardest thing for people to understand is you need to do it for, what, 60, 90 days, whatever, 120 days. Kind of depends on your dog and yourself, you know. But
well, and how well you do in that first 60 to 90 days. If you kill it in the first 30 days, sometimes you're, like, on a good roll, and you can start to add in some privileges.
And, do more fun things that you enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
But if you... And for me, if you do good for 30 days and you make a big hiccup, you know, and you don't train for 3 days, it ain't the end of the world.
But if
you
know, you're consistent,
you need to catch back up with it.
It's
you know?
The same thing with the gym. If I'm going to the gym a few days a week and I miss 1 week, it doesn't screw me up.
No,
I just have to go back next week.
You might be sore when you go back the next week.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with your dog. You know, if you consistently walk that dog, whatever, through the mountains every day for whatever amount of time and you're really doing good and you take a week or two off, you might be sore again when you go through the mountains with your dog hiking. So, but if you, for me, and you just have to say, when do I get up? And like me, for the people who don't want to get up till 8 o'clock on Saturday morning because they don't have to work, you lost some prime training time on your dog, you know, get up half hour early, go out and do some training on your dog or whatever. And, instead of three stops at the coffee shop, do one or two, you know, whatever it is to steal your time. And like I said, I don't know. It's just kind of an excuse most of the time. So, all right, Bianca.
Okay, so exercise. How much and what type?
Got a bunch of comments, too.
Oh, here, let's roll through some of the comments first.
All right.
Yeah.
Paula said good class the other night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. We talked a lot about this the other night.
Let's see. Kathleen said, listening at her doctor's, her eye doctor appointment.
I'm glad you could see us.
Kathleen with the Canine Good Citizen.
Yeah.
Mickey says, hi.
Good morning, Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. Good morning.
For Marvin Mann. Kathleen said, balance with your dog PDF that will be available on Teams or doc forums or on Facebook, ?
I'm hoping to have a PDF that you can download, and then we'll get an image on social media.
Perfect. And then the Cork family, I think it's Archie's mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
They said, well, time for the Cork family. Hi, Archie. See you Thursday.
Archie's going to be going home from board and train at the end of the week, and they can plan their structure routine now. Archie is so freaking cool.
He is.
That dog is cool.
Yeah.
I would kidnap him.
And then Paula says, I need to restart filming my dog's training for 100 days. And
that's over, Paula. It's like history.
Yeah, we're on a new challenge.
Off the new challenge. We got to have another one today.
Mickey says, me too.
Hey, I got
Mickey,
one.
Mickey, what do you, what, a challenge?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you just melted down and said you weren't doing it.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Okay.
So, an exercise for a dog.
Amount and type.
Well, you always had to consider, for me, the dog, the age, and what kind of shape your dog is in.
Okay, so rapid fire. I have a doodle.
What type? There's like 912 doodles now.
Okay, a Valerie doodle, an Australian Labradoodle. It's a muscle from the beach.
So let's go with cat.
Cocker Spaniel Labrador Poodle.
That's not Valerie's. Valerie has Cocker.
Marvin.
Oh, no.
Can you edit this out?
Shut it down. Just shut it down.
Bianca. You're like throwing me under the bus and trying to drive.
I don't even. It wasn't planned. You said there's a bus coming and I'm just going to walk around in front of it.
If you exercise.
Well, hold on. What did you think they are?
I don't even know.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Aussies?
Yeah. I'm just like lost here, but we're going to continue on.
Okay, I have a doodle. I have Cash. He's 6 months old. He's an Australian Labradoodle.
And so you see, for me, when you have a pup that's how, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
He needs a routine. And they kind of tell you, like him, he will tell you when he's had enough because he'll be lazy.
Yeah.
You'll have to drag him off the bed because he's like, I'm just tired, I'm wore out.
Yeah.
But majority of the people don't do that with their dogs. So I think whenever you have a dog like Cash, a pup, that you've got to, for me in the morning, I don't want to see someone get out of bed, get their dog out of crate, walk him for 30 seconds, feed him, put him in a crate, get him out, and let him go potty 30 seconds, go to work. Mm-hmm. He needs to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, you know, you can play some fetch with him, a fail fetch, you know. If you can't turn him loose, you put him on a long line, you know, or retractable leash now, Bianca's into this stuff. You let your dog run around and play and have some good exercise. And
for me, with the 6 month old and under, the first exercise of the day always involves play.
Yeah, not for sure. You can't just
make him go to work and not let them be a puppy.
And I tell people that all the time. If you get that little puppy out and try to make him heal, you're already going backwards, you know.
But you
can't let him drag you down and chew on you.
Yeah, and if I'm going to let him have that play, I'm not counting that as exercise and not doing anything else where I get into the other category, which is mental stimulation. So amount and type, that's for a doodle. How many hours a day?
You know, I can't even imagine he would need over 2 hours in a whole day.
As a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But majority of that, people, is playing. You can't go train on that puppy for 2 hours or you're just going to go backwards. Yeah.
Hours a day of him being able to run and play and play with the toy.
And that's not running in the house, chewing on furniture and on your pants legs. That's some kind of structured play.
Yeah, playing in the house comes with time once you've earned it.
Yeah.
Unless the weather's just totally shitty, and then I would claim a space that you get a toy out and you introduce the play, but it's not free range of the whole house 24/7.
And when you ask them to quit at that age, they gotta quit. You know, at 6 months old. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cash, when you're playing with him and letting
you're making it clear. It's either you're allowed to play right now or house is not the play zone. Yeah. That's the same thing with kids. Kids are sometimes allowed to have a little bit of wrestling in the house.
They don't listen, so we need to go back to dogs.
the kids wrestling, if they wrestle a little bit at Thanksgiving dinner, you let them have their moment and then you're like, all right, that's enough. Or you got to go outside.
Yeah, kick them out. You know?
Yeah. Don't kick them out.
The kid, not the dog. Don't kick the dog.
Exercise amount. Okay, so then let's say I have a 1.5-year-old German Shepherd.
And I feel that whenever you get to different breeds, first, for me, they've got to have a switch to be able to quit.
Yeah, we're not talking about training, though. We're talking about the routine.
Well, but I think that it's going to make a difference in how much exercise a dog needs. If you have a 2-year-old German Shepherd, right?
Well, exercise isn't their only need.
But the difference for me with a 2-year-old dog that... I was trying to think of one. You take Lincoln, for instance.
Uh-huh.
She needs a lot more exercise.
Totally.
Than most 2-year-old labs.
Yeah, totally.
But it's only because of the structure she's had in her life to keep her wound up.
She was raised with a ton of free play.
Freedom, yeah.
Free play outside, not much of any structured exercise.
And so that's for me why it's so touchy for people to... And all 2-year-old German Shepherds are not created equal, you know?
For sure.
There are some that could just chill and be good, like Lucky used to be. I don't remember Lucky having to have the exercise that some dogs need to have, you know? So the human, I feel, is what gets these dogs in trouble by how much exercise do they need. The human needs to kind of be able to look into this dog and figure out, you know, do I need to, you know, let my dog run and play and... for 3 hours or 4 hours a day, or can he do 2 hours and be perfectly content? And there's so much of that is because you let them run, play, run, play, run, play, run, let them be crazy, be crazy, be crazy, and you put them up, they go up crazy, you know? They don't go up with a good, solid mindset, and I think that that's what makes it. If you, for me, I feel that if I train, let's say I train on a dog hard for an hour, that's like, I don't even know, 2 or 3 hours of just running out on the playground and being crazy, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's, for me, that's why that question's really a hard question. But
so then how do people figure it out?
I was going to say, the way you figure it out for me, and it's not, I don't know.
We're not talking about exercise as a whole. We're talking about the routine, and we're on the first part of that routine.
You've got to be able to, like Cash, mm-hmm. if the wrong person had him, they would try to give him a zillion hours of exercise, and he don't need it. You know, so when you have this 2-year-old German Shepherd, for me, I would exercise it good in the morning whenever I get up. You know, I'd let it go.
Always potty. First thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'd let it go potty. I'd bring it in. I'd make sure it ain't all wound up, you know, sure it's relaxing. And then I'd feed it. And they say an hour of relaxing after that. So you're going to be late for work if you ain't careful. But you've got to exercise that dog before you go to work. And then I think if, again, the difference is for me, and I feel that with that German Shepherd, you can put him on a leash 20, 30 minutes after he eats. Check your vet. I'm not a vet. But you can take him for a nice brisk walk, you know, in the hill, and just go out and do some walking with him, walk 2 or 3 blocks or whatever, get him something going if you don't have the time to let him eat and settle, you know, before you leave for work.
What about exercising that German Shepherd before he eats?
You could, and we do here. I'll take dogs out and train on them, you know. Mm-hmm. But then whenever you do that, you got to come back in and make sure you let them calm way down, and it might shorten your day up, like you said, in a half hour, 45 minutes. But then after you let them calm down from coming in from exercise, you got to feed them, then you got to take them back out to go potty again. So,
right,
but
right.
That's
why you have to get up earlier. You have to get up earlier, you have to exercise your dog. And depending on the breed, you can simply, I wouldn't refer to Google for dog training, but you can simply go to Google and look up your breed type and look up how much exercise on average that they need.
Yeah, it's not going to be an exact. It's up to you to figure out how much of that your dog needs, you mm-hmm. know. And for me, I feel that if you do, you figure your routine out in the morning, like you said. You get up, take your dog out and let him play and let him potty and, you know, then bring him in, let him settle down, feed him, then take him out and let him potty and then put him back up. You don't have to let them exercise after they ate. You can control them to go
if
potty.
If you've exercised them before.
Before, yes. Yeah. But then you come home at noon if you have time and you exercise them a little bit, let them go potty. But then in the evening, for me, if I have a 2-year-old German Shepherd and he gets an hour exercise in the morning and then he eats, goes back out potty. Let's say he don't get to go out at noon, you know, and you come in the evening and you take him out and let him go potty. Then for me, I would exercise him some after he goes and potties and eat him when I get home. And then I'd probably put him back up and when you cook dinner or whatever, feed your dog if you want, after he's settled after dinner. Then take him out and let him run and play or whatever you want to do with him for an hour or so. And, you know, it's just, if you have a good dog that you, you know, you can trust and stuff, you can go to the park and let him run and play or to the river or the hiking trails or whatever. And then for me, when I go home that night, whenever I'm ready to put my dog up, and I put him up, and if my dog's all fidgety and barking and whining and raising hell and aggravated, then maybe he didn't get enough exercise. I might need to up it a little bit the next day. So the human's got to take the responsibility. And we'll dang sure guide and help, you know, all we can. But you've got to remember these dogs are different.
And I'll go back to what you were saying, that the owners, humans, need to take responsibility for ensuring they're getting the necessary amount of exercise, but not getting caught up in thinking that if the dog's still wound up, that it's always more exercise. No, sometimes you're mental. Overdoing the exercise, and then you have other behavior problems coming up, or they never learn to have an off switch, yes. Like you said. Okay, so my ideal type of exercise for any dog that doesn't live on property or can't run wide open is that you have, and I'm not talking about puppies, I'm talking about dogs, they get their walk in with structure where the dog has to mind on a lead and they walk the dog to a park. And anybody who doesn't live within walking distance to a park should walk their dog, load up in the car and go to a park and have a long line and let that dog have some free play. If they're not getting to run wide open, if they're confined to a small yard and that is where they run, you should find your spot, whether it's a college field, a park, the river, somewhere that is safe and you're using a long line if your recall is not 100% reliable, and that dog gets to run and play and really get their wiggles out. Yeah. Some dogs, if they only get to run in a small pen, they don't. They don't get to really run wide open and they don't get that play. And you're getting more benefits when you take the dog somewhere new. They're getting to sniff different things. And we do not need your dog to be on a sniff walk, pulling you to every bush and dragging you towards everything that smells good. They should be walking in a structured heel. And then you get to the park and you let them sniff whatever. They can wander around sniffing at the park for 30 minutes if they want to. They just can't pull on your lead.
I just feel that it's hard when you don't have the time and the right tools to to train on your dog to get him to be a great dog. And so for me, always try to figure it out before you start. You know, don't just get this.
And if you have the dog and you haven't figured it out, you need to plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so play. So on average, from the bare minimum to for a lazy dog to a really active dog, what would your hours of exercise be in a day?
Well,
what's the window?
You can go from 1 to 3 hours a day.
So all dogs need 1 hour of exercise in a day.
And some type of exercise.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so 60 minutes.
And don't forget that for the 1 hour of exercise.
60 minutes to 3 hours, you said? Yes. Okay.
And when you get a dog like Bear, my dog that's lazy, you know?
He's older.
But he could still go for hours if I get him in shape.
He's a border collie.
Because he's working dog.
His breed.
If I want to go out and work him, he'll work till he falls over. So
yeah.
When you have any of these dogs, you got to watch and don't be like, well, they said to run him for 2 hours. That's not what we said. You know, we said exercise. So make sure you don't go out there and...
He spent an hour playing with the ball yesterday.
Who?
Bear.
On his podium?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so we talked about amount of exercise. We talked about the type. We don't count playing in a small yard as exercise. That's play.
Depends on how...
It's good for them. Yeah. Don't get us wrong. It's good for them, but that can't be it. Going from the house to the yard cannot be exercise.
Yeah. You know, that's just the hardest part is to figure out your routine. And
okay. And then play. How many hours of play in a day? Minimum to maximum?
I think to determine how much play they get, you should determine how much structure they need.
How much structured exercise they need?
Yeah, like heel and walk. And, you know, if you got a dog that's just not being good, you need
to... So then would you say the 60 minutes to 3 hours includes play? It's just they need to figure out what the balance is.
You just got to balance it out, what works for you and your dog.
Rapid fire, yes or no on this is if this is good play, yes or no? Tug of war.
Not for my world.
Okay. Flying over furniture.
No.
Chasing kids.
If it's controlled.
What would be controlled and what would not?
They can't chew on them. They can't knock them down, you know.
Polite.
For puppies, yes.
Polite.
Yes, polite play.
Don't recommend that with a herding breed.
Not if you can't control them at
all. Most people can't. Yeah. Let's just go with no on that one. chewing on Amazon packages.
No.
Toilet paper.
No.
Snuffle mats.
Who?
Snuffle mats, where it's this big felt thing and you put a bunch of food in it and they find it.
If it's not their toy that's chewable, they shouldn't chew on it.
Okay. Tearing apart stuffed animals.
No.
That
happens. If it does, just throw it away and get a better.
Digging up landscaping.
No.
Turning your dog loose that doesn't have a reliable recall.
Not at all.
Taking him to the beach without reliable recall.
No.
Playing fetch with some stays and sits and place work added in.
Yes.
Playing fetch if my dog won't drop it and I have to trade balls.
Well, you got to train to drop, yeah.
Okay, so, no. So don't ditch fetch, but address the problem.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Playing tug of war with my sleeve.
No.
Okay. Wrestling on the floor with the dog.
Only if you can control it and stop it.
What would justify controlling and stopping it?
If you just tell him to go.
Verbal no, verbal yeah, go, verbal done,
yeah,
and you're done.
You're done.
Okay. Chasing livestock.
If you're working them, sure.
And if you have control of them.
Yeah.
Dog park.
Dog park?
Yeah.
I'm not going to really go there. I won't take my dogs to dog park, and I don't recommend taking a dog and working them, training them on the outside of the dog park fence.
What if the dog park's empty?
If you're not worried about diseases, is your dog old enough?
Yeah. Okay. Soccer ball.
Playing soccer?
Yeah.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A herding ball.
Yeah. As long as you're not eating
obsessed
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they called? The flirt poles.
Who?
Flirt poles, where there's like a fishing pole and a toy on the end, and you.
You know, those are one of those things that'll really psych your dog out. So I did it a lot with my cow dogs to teach them to follow something, but I could stop it at any time. So if you can control.
I have a question. I'm always like observing and studying for Rebel. That has been. In my opinion, the best form of play, but what I do with it is get her to out the toy. I work her so hard on letting her get excited about following this thing and then quick out, quick out, quick
well,
out.
Well, that's what I'm
out.
Saying. You just
I'm
really
not focused
control.
On making her crazy. I'm focused on making her quit.
Yes. As
so
long
is that
as
bad?
Well, here, my thing is, and... It's, I don't know, if you get that pole out and your dog starts doing cartwheels and backflips,
then... What if my dog does cartwheels and backflips if there's oxygen in the air?
Well, that's just a real problem. Most people don't have that problem.
Okay, we're opening up a whole nother podcast here. We'll talk about that later. I'll be here for half an
Good
hour.
Choice.
So no flirt pole for Rebel.
Rebel's not normal. This is Bianca's dog.
People have not normal dogs.
But you can control her with the pole.
Yes.
My thing is anytime you have that situation, is if Joe Bob's little 3-year-old kid's walking by with one of those in his hand, will Rebel take him down to get it?
Shut up, Brett.
It's
Well, I have questions.
I have answers. I'm answering you.
I wouldn't have her just loose running amok at a barbecue. She's not fit for that. I would have her at my heel, and she wouldn't leave me without permission.
She'd be fine.
Okay.
It's controlled.
Okay. All right. So we've went over some good and bad plays. Brett has to leave the room when we talk about Rebel.
No, I know. I've got a really good
Do we have
example.
Comments? Okay. Here we go.
You know, during the wintertime, some people wear those beanies that have that big ball on the back of their head. you know, we're just walking, some guys just walking by, and then you got Rebel just.
She would not even do that. My husband is so dramatic. My God.
Do we got any comments or questions, Brett? Do we have anybody watching us?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went over some good and bad play. If you have questions on what you're doing with the dog, good. Oh, I have a question. I have a bucket of 30 toys. Please tag Rochelle. I have a bucket of 30 toys. Does that count as play? They have access to it all day. They get toys out. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You get them all out?
The dog can get them out whenever they want to.
You know, that's a double-edged sword. If your dog is well-trained, then it's not an issue.
Okay.
Actually, you said
if you're happy with their overall
trend,
behavior.
Jody's dog, yeah. It would come and if look at Jody, and Jody would be like, go get a toy.
When we talk about Marvin Math, we're going to talk about Jody's dog, so yeah. Don't get into that yet, because we're going to get back to that. Okay, so we went over good and bad play. If you have a question... If you have a question, just type it in the comments on if what you're doing to play with your dogs is good or bad. Mental stimulation.
What is it?
What is it? Why do they need it? How much do they need? I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, because you can, and that's the thing for me with people.
Is it needed?
Oh, for sure. Okay. You bet. It's just such a good brain game for a dog to learn to listen and respect you.
So is it mental stimulation if I put a mat on the ground and I smother it with peanut butter?
Not in my world, okay. But maybe in someone else's
That's
world.
Pleasure, right? Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not...
For the dog.
Can you simplify mental stimulation for a dog?
Well, it's like heel, go get a ball, stop, sit, lay down, come back.
So training.
Yeah, that's mental for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not mental in a good way in my world always if my cow dog is laying there just staring at a cow for 4 hours. You know what I mean? That's not mentally
but
good stimulation.
If you're working the dog and you're asking it to gather, stop, lay down, load up during the cattle
mental.
Work,
yes.
It's mental stimulation.
Or
if you're playing fetch
eight, you know?
And your dog has to bring the ball back to a certain spot, load up on something, drop the ball, wait when you throw it, recall
not,
off
yes,
the ball.
All of the things.
Training
really good
with the play it's can
not,
count.
It's not, for me, it's not, it's exercise, you know? But if you're just throwing a ball for a dog and he goes and gets the ball and comes back and you trade him a frisbee for the ball so he can get that ball and throw the other one, you know. To me, that's not good mental game. Good mental game for me and training is the dog bring you the ball. And for me, it depends on how far you want to go with it. He hands you the ball or he drops the ball. He leaves when you ask him to leave the ball. And if you ask him to sit, stay. You throw the ball, he don't budge until you ask him to go. And if you change your mind halfway there and call him back.
Yeah.
And if you're, depending on how good you're and how much work you want to put in it, but even then when you call him back, you just ask him to set and he sets and then you tell him to go get it and he'll turn around and go get the ball and never comes to you.
Yeah. So you can put your dog on a leash and walk it through the yard and throw all 30 toys in the yard and walk in a heel and have the dog leave the toys alone.
Yeah,
and
I do that with cows and sheep and goats with my dog. You know, we'll ride through a herd and they got to stay with me and behave.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The mental game for a dog is so good.
You need to allow
them
to use their brain.
Yeah, that's the switch. And me and Bianca was talking about here a while back about people letting their dogs think sometimes rather than try to micromanage.
Right.
You know? And if you can let your dog think, it makes it a lot more
not
fun
do
for the
everything
dog.
For them. Yeah. Okay, sleep.
Me,
in
I need some.
In a 24-hour period, how much sleep?
Well,
does
I
a
heard
dog
rumors that it's like 14 hours.
I think it is.
You know, and
for a dog, I think puppies it's like 16 to 18.
Yeah, if you have
in
a
24-hour
really,
period,
like. Me and Gabe and Mariah and Moriah and you and Grace, I think, come and join us. Brett did a couple times yesterday when we were in here training dogs and Bear was laying on his podium.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to figure out if he was awake or asleep laying there, you know?
Yeah.
And at one time, I know he was dead asleep because he was hit all down in the corner and stuff, you know? And he can do that for hours and hours.
He
There's
needs
not,
it.
Well... But if you train a dog the right way, they're not laying there vibrating all the time. And we talk about this with you and Scout, you know. you can tell a lot of times how amped up you are in whatever way. It doesn't even matter if you're psyched out about your...
Emotionally jazzed, anxious, like yesterday, whatever your, it is. My clinic, my class, seminar, whatever.
You've done that, you know, and so that psyched up your dog.
It did.
And he couldn't lay there and sleep.
Well, he's been psyched up for 3 days.
Yeah, because you've been, you know, trying to focus on that. And we've had a lot of dogs to train and a lot of stuff going on. But you can really read your dog. You can't read Bear by my attitude unless I'm going to work cows.
Yeah.
And then you can read him. If I'm like a little bit wound up, then he might be a little bit wound up. But that's our lifestyle, you know.
Right.
This is a lifestyle for him to just chill. Now, he'll go play ball, like you said, or... he'll go do whatever you want to do. He's ready. He'll run with a four-wheeler side-by-sides. But he don't need to do that to be able to sleep. He can just go sleep. And that's and last week's challenge, that's kind of what that was about, you know. And I think we only have one person that done half of that challenge. And so it shows you kind of how hard it is for the person to pick the 5 minutes to take to do it. And do nothing, and the dog to do nothing and not look at you. And that's part of what you're talking about there, the mental.
Well, I posted last night, Finn was totally bored at that class yesterday. But Finn, Bunker, Divot, and Cash all did nothing for an hour and a half after very little exercise in the morning because I didn't want to wake up at 4 a.m. They got a little bit of play and then potted, fed, potted. And went and did nothing for an hour and a half and half hour there in the car. And the only reason they did nothing well was because we'd practiced it.
Yes.
I would not ask them to do nothing if I had not practiced that for hours with those dogs. And practiced the night before to make sure everyone was on the same page. Like, am I crazy for bringing four of you or do we think we can do this?
That's still up in the air.
Okay, so every dog, again, exercise, play, mental stimulation, sleep, the amount that they need, every dog is different.
It is. It don't matter if it's the same breed or
different breed. Yeah, different breeds are different, but within the breed, they're different. Yes. Obviously, if you have a mixed breed, it's potluck. You could have a German Shepherd pit bull, and it might be a couch potato. And it might be a high drive, ready to rock dog. So you need to ask for help if you don't think you have a good gauge. And you can't just do one of these categories. On a regular basis, I say 5 days a week, have a good Monday through Friday plan or Tuesday through Saturday plan or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 days a week, you're consistent. And it's okay if one of those days falls to the wayside, but... 5 days a week, you should be pretty dang consistent on including an appropriate amount of exercise to meet their needs, an appropriate amount of play to meet their needs, an appropriate amount of mental stimulation to meet their needs, an appropriate amount of sleep. You can't pick one or the other. It's all of the above on a regular basis consistently. If you pick one, your recipe turns out shit. If you... pick two and you ditch the sleep, very likely to have behavioral problems. And if you get a routine going long enough, consistently enough, the dog will, this gets easier. And we'll talk about Marvin math and what, you know, calculating things for your routine. And the time spent with the owner, the last thing we'll touch on is the time spent with an owner. When we do Marvin math, the leftover time, the time spent with the owner should be feeding, play, training, grooming, exercise. And I think our average client who needs to pay for training is not spending a majority of their time with the dog feeding, playing, training, grooming, exercising. They're feeding, treating, toying, doing pleasure things like Kongs with peanut butter and frozen dog treats and pup cups and rides in the car where they talk to you the whole time and on the couch and on the bed watching an episode of Netflix. And these are all things that the owner wants, but not that fulfill the dog's needs. So Do you want to get into Marvin math today, or do you want that to be its own podcast? We have 10 minutes.
No, we'll do it at a different time.
Okay.
I got a question, too. Okay. Ready. Archie's owner asked, Archie hates the rain. Do you train him to tolerate it so he gets his exercise in, or get creative inside?
Archie is very opinionated, and I think he's just been allowed to be. You know, opinionated is a human thing, but I think there were a lot of things that Archie didn't prefer, and I would experiment with that.
If Archie's going
Let
to go
Let me finish
out.
What I was saying, and then you can go.
Oh.
If I wanted to see if I could get Archie to walk in the rain, because I enjoy walking in the rain, I would put him through it some consistently and not hesitate when he hesitates and see if he gets over it. And some dogs step out the door, the rain is kind of icky, and then you take them back inside and they never overcome the rain. Some dogs, if you would just take them on a few walks in the rain, they might actually really like the rain. Like Rebel used to hate puddles, and now she jumps into the cow trough when we run her out in the pasture. So I wouldn't force Archie to walk in the rain the rest of his life if he's absolutely miserable every time you walk him in the rain. You can totally come up with some exercise in the house. And we are always telling people to get a treadmill. A treadmill is a great way to exercise the dog indoors in the Pacific Northwest without them having to go out in the rain. But I wouldn't avoid all things that Archie doesn't prefer, because I think that that goes into his whole relationship with you all. Go ahead.
If I have a dog like Archie, and we do all the time, if my dog Archie doesn't like the rain and he don't want to walk in the rain with me, and we'll test him here in the next couple of days when it's raining, we'll see if Archie wants to go out with a pack of dogs in the rain.
In the rain, yeah, yeah.
Me, I figure Archie has your number, and we have dogs here, Cass.
He just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Nah, I don't want to go in the rain.
Well, no, Cass, I would say, is one that if the owners asked if they should make Cass walk in the rain, I would say, no, that's mean.
You would? I would. Oh, I'd put
would
a raincoat on Cass and we would go.
I
would put a raincoat on her and we'd go.
We can debate about that.
Yeah, but I
Cass
think
would way that, rather be on the couch.
Well, but for me, there's so many times when your dog don't want to, and people do it all the time. They don't want to sleep on that dog bed. I just had somebody the other day. I'm not going to say who it is because it's family and I don't want to get in trouble. But they went and got their dog a different bed. And the dog didn't like that bed, so they got the dog, I think, third bed. And then they called me and said, what do I do?
I've heard of this happening. This is crazy.
Well, you know, there's so many people that do that. If my dog don't like the rain, and we'll check Archie out, because like I said, it's supposed to rain next day or two.
Yeah.
If he just flat don't like it, you know, I would put a raincoat on him.
Uh-huh.
And then I would take him for a walk, like Malcolm said, and let him get used to the rain. And have fun with him, though. Don't just be like a...
But the rain may be something that just caused him some discomfort, and sometimes you can work dogs through a little bit of discomfort, and then they become more resilient by doing that.
The biggest discomfort for him and the rain is maybe, and I might be wrong, we'll talk about Joe Bob and his dog. If Joe Bob's dog don't want to go for a walk in the rain, Joe Bob will be like, oh, come on, baby. It's okay. Come on, let's go for a walk. And then he's like, whoa.
They're just flat out, they step outside, the dog doesn't like the rain, and they're like, oh, he doesn't like the rain, let's go back inside.
And it's the same thing when people come through the barn with their dogs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just had it happen here recently with a dog that wouldn't come through the barn with the owner stopped and tried to baby talk it, and I just got the leash, they handed me the leash, and I just said, let's go. And we went through the barn, and the dog never stopped or looked back. It's like, I don't care. So there's so many times that the human causes that, so by accident, not intentionally. You got anything else, Brett?
She said, ha, 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 ha. She requested to be in a video, so it sounds like maybe you guys should connect to her, reach out to her.
I think people accidentally hit that button. It, comes up on Instagram.
Ask
if you
want to
join us for a podcast, email the office. We will have you on, but I think most people hitting the request to join our Instagram Live is accidentally.
Have people on here all the time.
Yeah, if you want to join us, we are happy to have you on. You will probably get roasted by Marvin, but we're happy to have you
on. They don't get roasted. They get thrown under the bus.
What's the difference?
I gotta tell you, I ain't no need to talk about.
Are you saying it's like, I mean, which is better? When you roast them,
they just get ran over and be done and get burnt.
Yeah, you barbecue them. Yeah. They don't get ran over and done. They have to sit here through it and you barbecue them.
So, Bianca, are we done with what we're doing here? Because I have a couple things.
I have three things I want to add. The routine has exercise, play, mental stimulation, sleep, an appropriate time spent with the owner.
I think that's five. Go ahead.
I didn't say a number, did I? Marvin, can that, you let me finish?
Continue on.
The routine is exercise, play, mental stimulation, sleep, appropriate time spent with the owner. All of this is not going to be effective if you do not check off the box, setting boundaries, setting rules, and having structure. So structure was a giveaway. That's with routine. But if you don't check off set boundaries and set rules, it doesn't work. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. So, Bianca, last week we had a challenge that I got one person done half of it. So I guess it was pretty tough to do. I don't know if it was hard to do for the dog or the person to sit there 5 minutes, but Bianca is going to do the challenge this week, and then next week we're going to pick either, I don't know, it could be a client or somebody in the staff if they want to do it, you know. It's supposed to just be something fun to do with your dog. I didn't realize what I picked was so hard. So, and I know Bianca could do it with her dogs, but it takes Bianca calming down sometimes to do it, so... Sometimes Bianca gets, like, wound up a little bit. So what, Bianca, are we doing the challenge for this week? And you have till next Monday at
9:30. Do you
know
what a jack-in-the-box is?
A jack-in-the-box that you crank up? Yeah.
Where you crank and crank and crank, and then the jack-in-the-box flies out of the box?
Yeah.
Sometimes the jack-in-the-box doesn't just jump out of the box.
Yeah, it gets stuck.
No, it gets cranked.
What's your point, Bianca?
I'll leave it to your own mind.
What is your challenge, Bianca? That was
okay.
A question.
My challenge, I'm going to make...
This is on video, people, just like Bianca's three things are on video. I'll go.
I'm going to make a little cheat sheet. And you fill out what your dog does in a week. For exercise, play, mental stimulation, and sleep. That's my challenge for the week. You prove it. You prove that you have a plan for your dog, and you post it, what your plan is for your dog.
So how are people going to find this? Because last week, nobody hardly knew the challenge because they didn't follow us on Instagram or wherever the hell we put, I don't know, podcast.
The challenge will be on Instagram and Facebook.
Because, you know, when we done a 100-day challenge, there was a lot of people seen that. Mm-hmm. But the one I did, they like, nobody even knew what I was talking about. So, maybe we need to post
it. Okay, we'll fix that.
Okay, that's a pretty cool challenge, you know. You're going to be disappointed when you find out what these dogs did, but some of you will be really
proud.
Will
I be disappointed or will I offer help?
Will you what?
Will I be disappointed or will I offer help?
Well, I don't know. What time will tell. I don't have no notes. I'm good. So.
Wait, we kept you on such good track that you didn't doodle?
Not at all.
Stickers today.
Brownie buttons.
Yeah.
So, do we got anything else, Brett?
That's it.
We will see you sooner than Monday.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody have a great day, I guess, and week, and we will talk to y'all later.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.